St. Gregory the Great, pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, we are thinking about two very great and important leaders of the Church, one in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. And they both of them, although they were very great men indeed, both of them had certain difficulties or problems that they had to overcome to do God's will and to be a good leader. And in spite of that, those difficulties, they did very well indeed. One is a great prophet of the Old Testament, and his name is Moses, and Moses took the people out of Egypt. And we have a story about Moses in today's epistle. And the other is the saint of today. His name is St. Gregory the Great. You couldn't go to a high mass without hearing something of St. Gregory the Great, because the church's music is called after him, Gregorian chant. And a whole country owes its Catholic faith and conversion to the missionaries that he sent there. St. Gregory the Great sent the Benedictine monks, he was a monk himself, to England to convert them. And then, of course, we always want to think about St. Teresa. She is the patroness of missionaries, of course. And she was great in little ways. Like them, she had an important job to do. And we'll see in a moment about how she did them. But first of all, about Moses and St. Gregory, neither of them wanted the important job that they had. In the modern church, which isn't really Catholic, they're starting to elect their pope today. In the old days, when there were true Catholic cardinals and a true Catholic church in Rome, why then sometimes the man who was going to be elected pope, everybody thought, or who was elected, would hide himself because he was so very humble. That was St. Gregory the Great. Although he was a most accomplished monk and diplomat and leader from a very good family, when he was chosen to be pope, they say, he hid because he didn't want the job. He was so humble, he didn't think he would be able to do it and to please God. But that humility is pleasing to God most of all. Or Moses, when God told Moses, you're going to lead my people out of Egypt, he had 100 excuses. Are you like that? If your mother or father tells you to do something, or if God lets you know that you should do something, do you first of all come up with excuses right away? Well, he had lots of excuses, including the fact that he had a raspy voice and he couldn't make himself heard easily. It was hard for him to do public speaking. And so God answered, sort of checked off all of the objections, and he said, well, listen, I'll just have your brother, Aaron, I'll have him do the speaking to Pharaoh, so don't you worry about that. And so finally, of course, Moses had to obey, and finally St. Gregory the Great was discovered, and he became the pope. And he did tremendous amount of good things for the Catholic Church and for the city of Rome, but the reason he became a saint was not for the great things that he did. Now we think of St. Teresa, it was for the little things that he did, in all the little ways that he served Almighty God, and he was humble, and he was very charitable. Once upon a time, there was one man who was a stranger, nobody really knew who he was, who died all by himself in a boarding house in the city of Rome. And St. Gregory, because he was the bishop of that city, even though he had very many important responsibilities for the whole church as the pope, St. Gregory blamed himself. And he didn't even offer Mass as a penance for several days because he felt that he had been slack in his duties. And the last thing St. Gregory the Great did, here this great pope who had so much to do, the last thing he did was to send a nice warm coat to a bishop who was cold and who didn't have one. That's how these saints themselves, you might say, practiced the little way of St. Teresa. She'd never had an important formal job in her convent, but she had the responsibility of it. She helped out the Mother Superior in training the young sisters called the novices, and there were four of them that she was in charge of. She was very humble. And she told our Lord right away, dear Lord, I know this job is beyond me. Probably anyone with an important job should say that kind of a prayer, but I'm counting on you to give me the help and to give me the strength. From the moment I understood, she wrote, that it was impossible for me to do anything by myself, why then the task no longer appeared so difficult. Why? She threw herself like a little child into the arms of God. And then she did her job just as well as she could. She said that she wanted to be like a good shepherd, even as our Lord is, and even as popes and bishops are supposed to be, a good shepherd running after the little sisters whom she was training, the novices, and speaking severely to them when they showed me that their beautiful fleece was soiled, as well as being like a little sheepdog running around and gathering up the lost sheep. And finally, she said she wanted to be like a watchman, observing the enemy from the highest turret of the strongest castle. In other words, she did her job, and she did it very well, but without ever being proud and always being humble. That was a secret of St. Moses of the Old Testament, the secret of this one of the greatest popes of all time, St. Gregory the Great. In today's gospel, we have our Lord, who is, of course, God himself made man. And the Jews are talking about him as people. We'll talk about people who have important jobs to do or who are in the public eye. So everybody's sort of speculating about our Lord. And they're saying, well, where did he get all of these answers from? How can he know so much? Because he never went to school. Because back then, if you really studied, you would have studied in the temple in Jerusalem, and then everybody would know that you had gone to school there. But our Lord, of course, didn't. And he had all of his wisdom and his answers from Almighty God himself, because he is God by his true divine person and nature. Well, with St. Teresa, because she loved God very much and she depended on him and she prayed an awful lot every day, with St. Teresa, she was a bit like our Lord herself. That is to say, one time one of the young sisters said to her with admiration, she said, "Sister, you have an answer for everything." And the reason why she had that answer for everything is that she realized she didn't have an answer for anything, but our Lord has all of the answers. And if you ask our Lord, he will give it to you. That's the true humble wisdom that you see in all of the saints down through all of the ages, children. But today, we especially honor St. Teresa as the one who shows us her little way, whereby we can practice that too. Right now, you might have a job, or you might have a responsibility. Children, as you get older, you'll have many more jobs and many more responsibilities. Don't try to duck them. Don't get out of them. But when you do them, don't think you could do the work all by yourself. And never be like one of those children who say, "I can't do it, it's too hard." Well, of course it's too hard. It's too hard for you, but it's not too hard for our Lord. He's God. Once you realize that it's our Lord that has to come to you and help you and do it for you, all of a sudden, not only will it be easy for you to do, but it will be a joy for you to do it. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.